This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Police probing an apparent murder at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex. Government discloses plans to appoint a human rights commissioner and establish a new office here. Teachers at St. Luke's Brighton Primary School assured that work will be done to address issues there. A senior health official voices concern over the growing threat of antimicrobial resistance on the island and the proposed cashless system for the PSV sector to be rolled out in the new year. Good morning, I'm Carol Taupin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another homicide, the 47th for the year so far. Starcom Network News understands that a man was stabbed to death at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex last night and his body ended up in the water. According to Starcom's sources, the police received a call from the Barbados Ambulance Service around 10:20 p.m. that a man had been stabbed at the complex. Officers who responded discovered the lifeless body of a man floating in the sea. The body, which had stab wounds, was recovered from the water. The deceased is a 65-year-old man from Black Rock, St. Michael. Government has announced plans to appoint a human rights commissioner to handle matters of discrimination between private individuals and other human rights issues. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Mia Motley during Parish Speaks in St. Michael last evening. Ms. Motley's comments came in response to a resident who shared her experience of being called a racial slur while conducting business in a store. While noting that she did not report the matter to police, she said it was unfairly dealt with. In response, Ms. Motley said such discriminatory behaviors cannot be tolerated.
We are going to appoint a human rights commissioner in the country. And we're going to do it because we can't assume that people's human rights are not breached. Secondly, we are also going to have to pass legislation right now. If the state said that to you, you could sue the state. But when a private individual says it to you or a private company, there is no basis for it. I have said cannot continue.
She stressed discrimination should be discouraged and explained that the necessary laws will also be needed.
We need to have legislation that holds people accountable for discriminatory action. We have it in terms of employment. But what we need is in anywhere. Once you are a private person, you really should not be practicing any form of racism or misogyny or whatever. And the legislation now has to come, which will make the individual accountable. And by us creating a human rights office as well, be able to have a human rights commissioner with the staff that can start to follow up on some of these things that are humbugging people in this country and taking away the level fair playing field that we should have, especially for a country that champions social justice as much as we do.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley. The Ministry of Education has given teachers at St. Luke's Brighton Primary School the assurance that they will work to address the environmental issues there. Just last week, teachers reportedly called in sick, voicing concerns about the air quality and hygiene standards at the Brighton St. George Institution. Ministry and union officials, along with staff of the school, met yesterday to discuss the matter. Deputy General Secretary of the BUT, Marsha Burke, provided an update following that meeting.
We had what we would deem to be a productive discussion. The union offered some suggestions to the ministry, and they are going to explore these options to try to come to some sort of resolution where the issue is concerned.
Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Marsha Burke. A senior health official has voiced concern over the growing threat of antimicrobial resistance on the island. Director of Clinical and Diagnostic Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, responsible for infection prevention control, Dr. Corey Ford, says the issue occurs when various bacteria no longer respond to the treatment of antibiotics. His comments come as Barbados joins the rest of the globe in recognizing World Antimicrobial Week. He explains that this is worrying as officials are already seeing these types of infections on the island.
If we continue in the way we are, we have a limited amount of these particular drugs which can work on these bugs. And if we continue to work at the pace that we are now in trying to treat infections, at some point, And we are actually at that juncture. We're going to have bugs for which all the antibiotics that we have available to us, that is really not going to work in the way that it's supposed to, or it may not work at all. And to be frankly honest, these particular bugs we already see within our setting. I think something that is striking is this, that in the past, when you see this sort of bugs around that you're trying to treat the patient and, you know, it's not working, this is something you usually see in hospitals across the globe. But right now, these are things now we're seeing from the community, and I think it's even more prevalent in the community than even what we see in hospital.
He's urging the general public to properly dispose of their antibiotics when done with them to prevent the problem.
When you're sick, don't just go to the friendly pharmacist to try to get antibiotics. Don't just, you know, the doctor gives you antibiotics to treat some infection, and because you feel better, you decide, oh, well, I'm just going to stop it, and you keep some for later or keep some for the next time you're sick, because that's not the way it works. And then secondly, the one thing that people don't really think too much about is people disposing antibiotics. When antibiotics get into the environment, they actually can cause problems. That's how you can actually get the developments of resistance of these bugs within the environment for which people are in contact with on a day-to-day basis.
Director of Clinical and Diagnostic Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, responsible for infection prevention control, Dr. Corey Ford. The Democratic Labour Party is calling on government to meet with Bridgetown Fisher Folk to outline plans for payment, as some say they still have not received promised funds for the damage sustained in Hurricane Beryl. Executive Assistant to the Opposition Leader, Dr. Derek Alleen, made the appeal during a news briefing at the Opposition Leader's office at Hinks Street in the city. The party again demanded that government pay compensation to all Fisher Folk affected.
Could somebody from cabinet at least meet with the fisher folks, not three or four of them as you did last week in the terminal, fish terminal. Officially call them to the office and let them bring a delegation and sit down on the table and give us some timelines. Well, we really don't have all the money now, but we're going to give you in 3 months and we'll give a little bit more, some interest, because the landlords are waiting. They're giving them extensions on their rent. They have to send messages to the light and power, go into the waterworks and say, look, we are waiting on the promised money. What are these people to do? They are not entitled to unemployment benefit, and that is why the fund was set up. Find the energy, find the money, find the time, and help this group of people.
Executive Assistant to the Opposition Leader, Dr. Derek Alley. In meantime, Opposition Leader Ralph Thorne has accused government of using agricultural lands for housing and photovoltaic projects and calls for local food production to be prioritized. He said government must develop a plan to prioritize agricultural production, as he again raised concern about food security on the island and highlighted the current chicken shortage. Mr. Thorne believes emphasis should be placed on ensuring that there's adequate local produce, noting that some vendors have complained that imported produce is more expensive.
Government is de-emphasizing agricultural production. That coincides with the crisis in industry. Government is de-emphasizing agriculture for the sake of housing. Now, people do need housing, and we do need cheaper electricity bills. And that is the importance of the photovoltaic industry. But at the expense of agriculture, a government that is into proper planning must plan its economy so that there is an emphasis on local agriculture, because sometimes you don't know what quality you're getting from the United States. Anyhow, the government needs to properly plan to put the emphasis on local agricultural production and to rationalize this matter of taking up pieces of land all over Barbados, removing them out of agriculture and putting cement on them.
Opposition Leader Ralph Thorne. And finally, next month's planned rollout for the new cashless system by the Alliance Owners of Public Transport has been put on hold. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, tells Starcom Network News the new regulations from government has forced the sector to get the appropriate equipment as highlighted in the new guidelines. He says commuters should see the new system in place in the new year.
The Road Traffic Act speaks to the fact that drivers and operators cannot hold a cell phone in the hand while they are operating on the buses. We have put the whole question of the cashless system on hold probably to next year, but we are happy that persons would have expressed an interest in it. We would have spoken to the relevant authority. So hopefully within the next month or so, sometime in the new year, Barbados should see its first rollout by the private sector. I'm well aware that transport was going to start there sometime in December as well, but rest assured that that is the route that we're going as related to the cashless system.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. Recapping the headlines. Police probing an apparent murder at the Bridgetown Fisheries Complex. Government discloses plans to appoint a human rights commissioner and establish a new office here. Teachers assured that work will be done to address issues at the St. Luke's Brighton Primary School. A senior health official voices concern over the growing threat of antimicrobial resistance on the island and the proposed cashless system for the PSV sector to be rolled out in the new year. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.